Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 26. This chapter has 12 psukim in it. David opens up this parak with asking Hashem to judge him together with the Rishayim of the generation. This way, David's mitzvahs will shine in comparison to those who choose not to follow God's ways. David continues to express emunah in God's loving kindness that he'll be victorious in judgment, because he always served God with wholesomeness and truth. David explains how he distanced himself from negative influences that he feels would bring him down, and asks Hashem not to take his soul together with cynical people filled with derision and scorn. David tells Hashem he stands on firm ground when it comes to morality, and ends off by declaring he'll bless God. In Pasuk Aleph it says, "L'David shavteini Adonai ki ani besumi, halachti ba'Adonai v'dachti lo emad. Judge me, O God, for I walk in innocence, and trust in God, I do not falter." All the Mephoshim asked the following question: why is David asking to be judged? Isn't it something that you would want to shy away from? Furthermore, Rashi and others bring, David says the exact opposite. In chapter 143, he says, "Al tavo b'mishpat, do not judge me." So what's going on over here? So we said a moment ago, Rashi explains, David was telling Hashem, "I want you to judge me alongside the Rishayim, because in relation to them, I'm considered a tzaddik. But please don't judge me alongside the tzaddikim, because in relation to the other tzaddikim, I might not be considered righteous." The Ramat Wali and the Alchich both explain, David knew this very well, that if God would judge him with Midas Hadin, the attribute of judgment, he wouldn't stand a chance. Therefore, he asked God to judge him with Midas HaChesed, attribute of kindness. That's why the Pasuk says, Shafteini Hashem, using God's name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is his name of Chesed and kindness. From here we see a valuable lesson. A person shouldn't be embarrassed of their good points. Know what you have. So many people always put themselves down. Nothing is never good enough in their minds. Always cynical and full of complaints. We're so quick to dismiss our nekudas tovos, our good points. Sure, we have bad, but we also have good. And our good points are the essential part of who we are. We've become experts at throwing out our mitzvahs and putting them in the garbage by quickly dismissing any good we may have done. We need to start to search for our good points, take our mitzvahs out of the garbage, polish them off, and let them shine. Bring them in front of Hashem and show them off. Be proud. David knew and understood this well. That's why he asked God to judge him with the attribute of kindness. Because when you judge yourself favorably, God judges you favorably. Yes, that's right. God actually judges us favorably and desires our good points. We need to become experts in collecting our nekudas tovos one by one. This is what we find in Pasuk Gimel. Ki chazdecha v'neged einai v'hiselachti b'amitecha. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I routinely follow your truth. Again, we see how David was relying on his own personal good points that he would keep God's word. We also find this in Pasuk 11. V'ani b'sumi eilech p'deini v'chaneini. But I walk in my innocence, redeem me and have mercy on me. David was saying, because I walk in innocence, Hashem have mercy on me. In other words, David was focusing on his good points on serving Hashem with innocence to arouse God's compassion on him. Last but not least, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov explains, when we say these psukim of Tehillim, not only in this parak but throughout Tehillim, we need to judge ourselves favorably and have ourselves in mind. We need to see ourselves through the words of Tehillim. For example, when David says things like, Chesed ani, I am righteous, we need to find ourselves through the words of Tehillim and actually judge ourselves favorably and consider ourselves righteous. May we merit to see the good in ourselves and those around us. And in return, let Hashem usher in Mashiach with the building of the ultimate Nekuda Tova, the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.